Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte. You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte. You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte. You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte. You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte.
Join us every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com/Mike Nice. Catch us streaming on Facebook Live and Periscope. Just look up Lyrical Forte. You can also call in to just listen, make the mic nice, or get in on the discussion. Please, no vulgar or offensive language. Thank you. Would you like to be a guest host? Are you looking for exposure? A promo? Send your inquiry to lyricalforte@live.com.
You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte.
vulgar or offensive language. Thank you.
You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte. You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte.
For favor, this is my season. prophesy with your body language. Just say, what you say? God is leaning in my direction. Don't prophesy. I said he's leaning. In whose direction?
In my direction.
Come on, you waiting on me to say it. You gotta say it. Say it.
He's leaning
in my direction.
In my direction.
Cause this is my seed
for grace, for favor.
This is my seed. Come on, y'all. Will you raise your hand and say, I've got a seed in the ground. Come on, open your mouth, say, I've got a seed in the ground. And I don't care what your circumstance says, it's already getting better.
Yeah, that's right. I'm your host for Mike Nice, Jericho Forte. Man, I appreciate y'all coming through on another great Tuesday here on Mike Nice. And as always, or just about always, we are on blogtalkradio.com/Mike Nice, or you can also catch us streaming on Facebook Live as well tonight. So make sure y'all come through and hop on in. As always, call in right now. The call-in number is posted on your screen if you're listening on Facebook Live. And if you're on blogtalkradio.com/Mike Nice, the call-in number is posted on the screen as well. It's 646-668-8072. Again, it's 646-668-8072. And when you're ready to come through and make the mic nice, whether it's through the open mic or discussion, all you have to do is press the one button and you will be in the host queue. But I appreciate each and every one of you again for coming through here on Mic Nice, man. Without you, we wouldn't be able to do this. So we definitely appreciate it. And again, man, if you would like to come through, make sure that you come and you call in. And looking forward to having a great, great show. As always, we're going to do the Black Facts for today. And we're going to do a new segment. You know, I was thinking last week when we were, you know, talking about Thanksgiving and being thankful and great things last week, I thought about I should do something like this every week. And so we're going to have a new segment called Count Your Blessings. And it's going to be something to motivate you, inspire you, to push you. We try to do that every week with, you know, through conversation as well as our quote that we always end with. But I want to push you even more to just count your blessings and to, you know, even though you may not be where you want to be, you know, look forward to what you can be and start working towards those things. I know we're towards the end of the year, and a lot of times we want to wait to the beginning of the year with these New Year's resolutions and stuff like that, but why not go ahead and start doing those things now? Start doing those things right now instead of waiting towards the end of the year and things like that. So I'm going to talk about some things, and man, just let's just hop on it. Let's just get to it. Again, the call-in number is 646-668-8072. I'm going to play this track, and hey, I'll be right back after this track.
You don't know what I've been through. Lost it all in my rent due. Trouble when it rains, it floods. In my pain, no, it ain't all good. No, but I tell them this, I'm a witness that everything is made new. So tell them, dog, I ain't through. Feels like this life just became a fight. Yeah, I'm in it, ain't no way out. The pressure's on me, yeah, the pressure's on me. But tell them who ain't gon' crack on me.
I can't do. They ain't nothing I can't do. They ain't nothing I can't do. They ain't nothing I can't do. I can't do. They ain't nothing I can't do. They ain't nothing I can't do. Look, it ain't nothing I can't do.
Okay, life for most, we know that this is not paradise.
she wearing, right? I feel the heat, that's my enemy, right? It's the rest of me, to get the rest of me. You start burning for that, but ain't no turning me back. That's pressing me, and they testing me. You see me fail to give me help, so I be burning in that. Yeah, right. Life is an island, which means we trapped in that. But we cool, cause the view's so nice and lax. We don't feel the pain, cause the last of gas. For one blast of that, huh. And you'll forget that this pain is real. Yeah, but no matter how good it feels, man, this pain is a thing that kills. Man, I heard that, so I swerve back. Curve that, silly curve back. Every time I feel that urge back, we cross paths before we merge that. It drives me crazy, but lately, man, I feel like I can make it. Just last year, I couldn't take it. In a strip, man, I can say this.
All that won't do that, and I can't do this. Pain, death, hurt, hate, we done been through this. And I'm sure it's plenty more that I ain't been through yet. But I don't care though, bring on the heavy metal. I got a power living in me that will never settle. Never leave, never forsake, I'ma bleed, never break. I'ma die, come back with the keys to the safe. Got a piece hitting deep, so the things that I face can't erase. Guys ain't quite clean with the paint in them. Stained in it when the pain hit me. I was staying anything that you bring to me. The letter tell me what I can't do faithfully. The letter tell me what I can't do faithfully. The letter tell me what I can't do faithfully. I'm coming back from the dead, what you saying to me? I can't do.
They ain't nothing I can't do. They ain't nothing I can't do. They ain't nothing I can't do. I can't do. They ain't nothing I can't do. They ain't nothing I can't do. Look, it ain't nothing I can't do. Might walk on hard. I won't go still. Gotta go hard. But I ain't gotta do it myself. I can't do. They ain't nothing I can't do. Feeling like I can't lose. They ain't nothing I can't do.
Welcome back to Mike Nice, man. If y'all are just tuning in, man, I appreciate y'all tuning in. And, hey, call in right now. Again, that call-in number is 646-668-8072. After this, I'm going to bring you some Black Facts. Man, I hope y'all like that last track called Ain't Nothing I Can't Do. Check out this track right here, and I'll be right back.
Can it. It's three type of people in this world. People that make it happen. People that watch it happen. And people that don't know what's happening.
Check it. Look at me, I'm all the way turned up. I ain't smoking, but my homie in here burnt up. Yeah, I'm working on him, but he straight though. Couple girls tryna twerk it on me, wait, no, no.
Hold up.
Before you even roll up, I'm in here with my lady. Can't you see me, man? I'm sold up. Man, I'm in here tryna celebrate a birthday. And you know I'm good on well, it's a work day. No matter, we still gon' kick it. And we ain't getting trippy, no Molly in my sippy. Ain't fighting nobody, ain't nobody said tripping. And Southeast Dago in the building. Shout out to Peter Pan, Skyline Imperial. We out here tryna function. Holler if you with it though. Probably think I'm rolling, I'm just high on the spirit, bro. The only thing we popping is the truth. You don't hear me though.
They probably think I'm rolling, I ain't on nothing. They probably think I'm rolling, I ain't on nothing. They probably think I'm rolling, I ain't on nothing. But what I got, you need to know about the homie.
I tell them I'm straight, trying to keep my mind focused. Came 40D, clicked up, crew love. Got them looking at us crazy cause we so turned up. Yeah, homie, I'm turned. I ain't popping, rolling, and I ain't burnt. So tell Mary and Molly, I don't need them to party. Someone woke up in the lobby trying to locate their wallet. While I'm 9 holes in, trying to work on my hobby. And I wish somebody would get me started. Hey, deuces up to Nipsey, K-Dot and Gang. I'm out here in the West, don't holler at me, man. My bloodstream clean, nothing running through my veins. It's 116, yeah, I'm still unashamed. I call it network, if I'm out here fishing. You know I'm with the clicking, man, we out here trying to kick it. You know that we turn.
They probably think I'm rolling, I ain't on nothing. They probably think I'm rolling, I ain't on nothing. They probably think I'm rolling, I ain't on nothing. But what I got, you need to know about this, homie. I'm turned.
roots, what's up? Hot new hip hop, I see it. Big shout out to Straight Symphony, Heat Academy, what's up? Stay safe too.
Cannon, Cannon, step back.
You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte.
Yeah, that's right. I'm your host for Mike Nice, Lyrical Forte. And again, appreciate y'all coming through on another great Tuesday. And that last track right there was I'm Turnt by Lecrae. Now, if you want any of your tracks played, spoken word, singing, rap, make sure you send them to lyricalforte@live.com. And if you're an up-and-coming artist and you're looking for not only airtime, but interviews and things like that, also make sure you link up with me on Facebook, all of my social media, Lyrical Forte, or send me an email to lyricalforte@live.com. Again, the phone lines are open, but we're going to keep things going here on Mike Nice. Let me give you some black facts for today. On this day, Amos and Andy, which is an American radio and television sitcom set in Harlem, Manhattan's historic black community. The original radio show happened on this day, and it was popular from 1928 until 1960, and it was created, written.
You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte.
Was Coral, who played a number of different characters. So, wow, really, I wouldn't even say that was that's kind of black history. I wouldn't say that's black history at all, but I definitely gotta check that out. I guess, you know, they've been doing blackface for a long time, but if you know what I'm talking about as far as Amos and Andy, check that out. I definitely will as well. But these guys portrayed black people. Let me get some real black history here. I can't believe that was on the website. But Andy Clayton Powell Jr., who was a preacher and civil rights activist, a national politician, was born on this day in 1908. Young Powell grew up in New York City, and his father was a preacher. And shortly after he was born, his father actually became a preacher. On this day as well, we have many people who were born. Wayne Curry, corporate lawyer and county government official. Wayne Curry was born on this day in New York City. And those are your black facts for today. If you would like to come through and make the mic nice, please do so. That call-in number is 646-668-8072. And matter of fact, I'm speaking about black facts right now. This Saturday, I'm telling you, you do not want to miss it. This Saturday, a great event is coming up. And hey, I want everybody that can to come out and be a part of it. This is something that you do not want to miss. There are going to be some great people at this event. And I'm very, very proud that our very own Flow Rider will be doing this production. And it's the movement, Remembering Black History, this Saturday, December the 2nd, from 5 to 7 o'clock at Mission Baptist Church in Gadsden, Alabama. You want to be there. There are going to be some phenomenal, phenomenal people there that's going to be a part of this event. And we want each and every one of you that can come out this Saturday, again, at Mission Baptist Church, to come out and be a part of this event. I'm telling you, it's going to be phenomenal, phenomenal event. And we're going to have the Poetic Flow Rider to come through later on. But I have a call on the line with the last four digits of 2337.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, this is Tyrone Croft. And
what's going on,
Lyrical?
I'm good.
I know that you're a adamant Alabama fan. And I have to say this. War Eagle, my friend. War Eagle.
You know what? I can't even be mad at you. Now, you would.
I have no subjects on what's going on.
So you had to do it like that.
I just had to go ahead and get it in.
You know, I can't say that I'll be pulling for y'all this weekend. However, I think that it's going to probably be the same way if Kerryon Johnson is healthy this weekend, man. I think it's going to be, you know, the same result as the first time. But I will be pulling for Georgia.
I understand. But until then, War Eagle again.
I got you, man. Appreciate you coming through. Have you saw the new top four?
Yes. Surprisingly,
okay.
I've seen that. Yeah. It'll be definitely something to see.
What do you think about it?
I'm hoping we make it that far. I really want to see the rematch.
Yeah. You know, it's crazy because I didn't expect for you all to jump up as high as they did. It's kind of crazy how this new committee is doing things because you never know what you're going to get with them.
Yeah, that's true. You really don't. You never know.
I'm looking at it now, and I think Alabama still has a chance to get in. We definitely need Wisconsin to lose. I think if Wisconsin loses,
it'll bring y'all right on up there.
Right.
I think it'll have to do that, and I think a possibility of Oklahoma losing.
Yeah.
I don't see
it'd
that.
It'd be good if two of those would lose. Either Oklahoma or Auburn with Wisconsin. We need two to really lose to really be.
Well, I'm hoping it won't be off.
Of course.
Hopefully it won't be off. But before we get off, my son wanted to say something.
Okay, cool.
War Eagle.
Oh, man. Okay. It's a bad affair.
He is adamant about it, too. Like, he goes hard on his uncle, who's a very big Alabama fan as well. He messes with him and aggravates him sometimes.
Yeah. Well, cool deal. And I wish y'all luck, I guess.
We shall see.
All right. That right there was Mr. Tyrone Croft coming through, man. Appreciate him coming through, even with the, that insult he just threw in there. But definitely Roll Tide, man. I'm a big Alabama fan, and I haven't said much about his losing, but it was a. Can't even say it was a good game, man. Them boys, I don't think they just I know a lot of people listen to Jermaine Johnson, and I watched the video that he put out there, and he was just saying that, you know, it didn't just seem like they were motivated or, you know, like they really didn't know what was at stake. And, you know, I feel the same way, man. But, hey, the better team won that day. Again, I hope they still get a chance to get in there and be able to prove that, you know, we belong in the top four. We haven't been as strong as a team as we have been in the past, but I think we still could do some damage in the playoff system. I don't know. It's crazy that they moved from 6 to 2. And it's really a big jump, but we're on the outside looking in. We're definitely on the outside looking in. I think I'm looking at it now, and for those who aren't sports people, I'm sorry. I've just kind of added this aspect into Mike Nice because, man, I know we have ladies that listen in that are big fans as well as we have guys that come through and want to talk about football. I'm a big football fan, man. So, but I'm looking at it, man. If you haven't seen the top 25, it's Clemson, Auburn, Oklahoma, and Wisconsin. And I'm looking, man, and with 5 and 6 being Alabama and Georgia on the outside looking in. And I'm looking at if Auburn is upset, then I think that would definitely put Georgia into the top four. I think that they would probably jump Alabama if they beat Auburn. And if Wisconsin or Oklahoma loses, we're talking about there may be, I don't know if they would do it, though. There may be two. Nah. If Auburn wins, they're definitely going to be in. If Georgia wins, I think that they would definitely be in as well. So I'm looking at there's definitely going to be an SEC champion in there. And if we have a Wisconsin or Oklahoma lose, I think we may have two SEC teams in there, as crazy as that may be. But we definitely need about two people to lose. But, hey, we'll see. We'll see. But, everybody, man, let's keep things going here on Mike Nice. We still have about 40 minutes left in the show. So if you would like to come through and make the Mike Nice, please definitely do so. The call-in number is 646-668-8072. If you would like to come through and have a discussion or topic that you would like to talk about, please do so. But we're going to keep things going. We have another call on the line with, let's see, the only Serum of Truth is on the line. How are you doing today?
Let me find out you know my phone number because it got all them twos.
Hey, I should know it by heart.
Yeah. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I can't complain at all. What's going on?
Everything under the sun as usual.
I heard that. So tell us what you got going on, what you got coming up.
I am a part of the movement you were talking about earlier. I'm excited about that.
Yes.
I'm wearing more than one hat for that one. I got to perform and cater. So I'll be, doing a multitasking thing. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And look, we're going to get a chance to put on the Lucinda again because Grace Heritage will be there, and we're going to do our little spiel from the cemetery, so they'll get a chance to see that too if they missed it. So I'm very excited about that. Yeah.
Well, I definitely will be looking forward to that. It was great seeing the video, but I know it'll be even greater seeing that in person. So definitely, I'll definitely want to check that out myself.
Right. Look, she ain't going to be washing clothes this time. She's going to be doing one of her other little mini chores that she does. But
okay.
It'll still be,
okay.
You know, that full-on performance, you know. I bring it.
Got you. Okay, cool deal. Awesome. Are you going to make the mic nice for us tonight?
I am not the mic
Got
nice.
You.
With a
Got
P.
You. Got you.
I'm just going to kind of do my own plug thing, if that's okay.
Oh, definitely.
Okay. As I said earlier, we have the movement. No, let me back up. Thursday, the 30th, we have the Wincroft casting call at the East Gaston Community Center, 3:30 to 7. Bring your talents, whatever they may be, small or big, a vet, or a first-timer. I want to see what you got so we can have a one-of-a-kind show like we always do for Black History. We got a plan now. So the casting call is Thursday the 30th at the East Gaston Community Center, 3:30 to 7. Come out. It's a community effort. And we have the movement, like you said, this Saturday, 5 o'clock, Mission. You know, you'll get a little Black History right there too, because we Black 365. So come out to that. We also have the Purpose Pusher, the next, the Boys and Girls Club, It is a female event, although it's not off to males. If you want to come out and work your purpose, push it. Tickets are $10, and you can get those from LaShayla Thomas. I also will be performing and catering at that one, so if you want to come see me, I will be there too. And then we just going to break to the new year.
I heard that. Hey, but you always doing something. You're always doing something, so you definitely deserve a break in there if you can. But definitely appreciate all that you do. And, again, let them know one more time about the auditions.
Yes. The casting call is this Thursday, November 30th, at the East Gaston Community Center from 3:30 to 7. It does not matter what your talent is. I don't care if it's beatboxing. I don't care if it's tapping, beating on a bucket with a stick. I want to see what you got, because I believe in having that one-of-a-kind Black History program, and I'm looking for all types of things to include into this one, since we had to take a year break this last year because we was a little wore out. We got busy there. But we are back on, and the show date for the Black History Review will be the last Saturday in February, which is the 24th, and it will also be at the East Gaston Community Center. When you come out, all you need is to fill out my little form that I have provided on the table for you and come into my office and give me all you got. And I will make my phone calls the next day on who's going to be doing what and when practices will be. I look forward to it because I'm ready to do some stage stuff.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to it, too, as well. I really enjoy being a part of your production. So I'm telling you, if you're tuning in, you're listening in, make sure that you're there. Make sure you let other people know as well. Whatever talent you have, come on out and be a part of this event.
Absolutely.
Again, thank you so much. And look forward to sharing the stage with you this Saturday as well.
Look, thank you for putting that out there for me, and thank you for letting us have this type of platform where we can share. I said we were going to take a break, but I want to know, are we having a New Year's Mic Nights? I would like to co-host for something like that. I mean, you know,
definitely.
In case you want to do a New Year's thing, let's get together and drop some resolution-type knowledge on them.
Yes, most definitely. We'll have to do it big, definitely. And I'll be in touch with you with that so we can really, like, do it big and maybe have, like, an audience or something like that as well.
Right, that could be their final gig of the year for us. That would be great.
Yes. Okay, cool deal. Well, okay, I'll be in touch with you then because you got ideas already popping off. So definitely.
Okay, great. Have a great show. Thanks for having me.
As always, thank you so much and appreciate you. And that right there was the Serum of Truth coming through. I'll make sure that I'll share everything that she said as well. Again, we have the movement coming up this weekend. She's going to be there doing a performance as well of Lucille that she did this year for A Walk Through Time. Phenomenal monologue that she did. You want to be there. As well as she'll be catering. And I'm telling you, if you haven't caught one of these plates these past weekends, man, y'all missing out. So make sure that you take the opportunity to come out this Saturday, again, next week with the auditions, whatever talent, whatever you can do, make sure you be there. Even if you say, well, I'm not talented enough, I can't do this, I can't do that, you need to be there. And I'm telling you, she knows how to bring the best out of people as well. And also, the weekend after that, she'll be at the Boys and Girls Club for that event also. And I'll make sure that I share all this that's going on and that sort of deal. But, you know, earlier I mentioned that I want to start doing a segment called Count Your Blessings. And it's just to kind of motivate you and kind of push you towards whatever you need to be pushed towards. You know, a lot of times we kind of dwell on, you know, the bad and things like that, but it's so important that we just focus on the good and count our blessings and realize that it could be worse. I know in my hometown today in Gadsden, Alabama, we had a young person to die. And, you know, it's just one of those moments where you just really need to think about how blessed you are and to really count your blessings and think about how fortunate we are. But today, man, I want to share this article from the website Wealthy Gorilla. And this article for our Count Your Blessings segment today is motivation. And the title of this article, it says, How to Deal with Your Growing Failure of Fear. Excuse me. I know a lot of times it keeps us from doing stuff. It keeps us to trying new things and wanting to explore. You know, I talked to somebody today that was afraid of doing some things because they had it already in their mind that they were going to fail. And, you know, failure keeps us from doing a lot of things. And, you know, a lot of times once we do what we've been wanting to do, it's like, man, I should have been doing this the whole time. But we were kept from it because we were afraid to fail. So, again, this article today for our Count Your Blessings segment is how to deal with your growing fear of failure. And this article, again, is on WealthyGorilla.com, and it's by Susan Taylor. And the article reads as following: Failure is a common thing amid plenty of people across the world. It is a common nature amid people regardless of their age, and it has its own positive effects and negative effects. One of the most notable positive effects of fear is that it lets you prepare well. Again, one of the notable positive effects of fear of failure is it lets you prepare well. You know, and I didn't even think about it like that because I know a lot of times when I'm kind of like, even when I get on stage now, I kind of still get nervous and stuff like that. It doesn't keep me from doing it, but because I know I get that nervous feeling, it allows myself to prepare. So, you know, they say when you plan, when you fail to prepare, you prepare to fail. So allowing myself to prepare for different events and things like that, I go into it a lot better than if I didn't prepare at all. But it also allows you to think a lot before you take an action and make a wise decision. One of the most notable negative effects of fear of failure is that it hinders you from doing things. When you lose the freedom and courage to take risks that are necessary to find success in your personal, professional life. It says you will lose the freedom and courage to take risks that are necessary to find success in your personal, professional, and social life. You know, if I never would have took the opportunity, the risk, when I first did my spoken word, man, there's so many things that has come since that first time when I took the risk. I took the opportunity to do something new, do something different, and so many doors have opened up. You know, a lot of times if we don't take the opportunity to meet people or say hi, we never would have developed that relationship in the first place. If you never took the risk of quitting your job for a new one, even though you didn't know what was going to happen and things like that, you may wouldn't have been doing what you were called to do or what you wanted to do. So there's a lot of things that come with taking risks because it's necessary for not only your personal, professional, and social life. We all have fear towards the failure. Even the wealthiest people of all time have once possessed this fear of failure. And I'm going to talk about, in the weeks to come, I'm going to talk about why either quitting or losing a job can be a blessing. But stay tuned for that. We don't like to come to pass failure in our life, whether it's personal, social, or professional. None of the people will like failures excuse me, none of the people will like failure in exams, sports games, personal life, relationships, et cetera. A lot of times we don't want to, you know, meet people or have a relationship with certain people because something that has happened in the past. And, again, we are afraid before we even go into something that we're going to fail. Excuse me. But article continues, how to deal with your fear of failure. However, fear of failure is not just a great sign, as it will deny you from expressing yourself. It also prevents you from attaining success in your life. People mainly fear failure as they lack confidence and lack of faith in their abilities. People who are confident and have faith in their abilities will never think about failure. You know, the first time I did spoken word, man, I was nervous and kind of afraid, but I had to keep going. I had to keep pushing, and do what I was capable. I knew what I was capable of. I knew what I had the ability to do, and so I had to hold on that more than I did of being nervous or being afraid. But a number of people experience excessive fear of failure on account of being shy, ridiculed, blamed, mobbed, scolding, etc. And one have to deal with the results of failure. So here are some tips that help people to deal with being effective with their fear of failure. So number one is think more positively. One of the essential things that should be possessed in order to be triumphant over fear of failure is thinking positively. Positive thinking is a real dominant method to erase fear of failure and build a mind packed with confidence. So you can attain self-confidence and deactivate all the other things through thinking positive. Positive thinking is a great way to change your thoughts and make your negative thoughts into positive thoughts. Positive thinking is a psychological and emotional approach that helps people across the world to concentrate on the better or hopeful side of life. It allows you to look forward to positive results in order to overcome fear of failure, and you need to take an attitude of positive thinking in the whole thing you can do daily. You know, as simple as that seems, a lot of times we don't think about it like that. We think of all the bad things that can happen instead of thinking of all the good things that can happen if you take that chance, if you take that risk, what can happen. Number two, avoid negative thoughts. Negative thinking is another reason why people fail. Therefore, if you would like to triumph over fear of failure, you have to make sure to avoid negative thoughts from your life. Remember that negative thoughts can never do any help for you and will not give you any positive results. It can only destroy you and make you indifferent. So you should always ensure to create positive thoughts, because positive thoughts are able to enhance your skills, readiness to take risks, improve your self-confidence, develop faith in your abilities, excuse me, and increase your health. And it gets better over time. It gets better when you work at it. It gets better once you take more risks and things like that. You become more comfortable. Number three, identify the cause of fear. You can avoid the fear of failure by means of identifying the cause of fear. There would be many reasons for you to become afraid of failure. So you have to identify the actual cause of the fear, and it will help you understand the issue sooner or later. So sit down, take your time, and ask yourself when the fear of failure was formed and what the actual reason was behind it, whether it was a relationship, whether it was the reason why you didn't want to take a job before, or whatever the case may be. Remember, the fear of failure can come from parents being overprotective, your negative attitude, lack of confidence, shocking incidents, being shy and timid in your skills, etc. Number four, Don't stress yourself. A lot of people have the tendency to give too much stress on you. If you give too much stress on you, you will fail to act smoothly or as you are expected. It can create a fear in you, and it will lead to you keeping things, keeping away from things rather than being active in it. Hence, make your actions light and give yourself what you can do. Don't stress yourself too much, since no matter how favorable or bad the situation is, you will end in gaining fear of failure. You know, just thinking, I think one thing that I wish I would have done was, I remember when I was in middle school and the first time I tried out for the basketball team, I didn't make it. And so the second year I was going to try out, because of fear of failure, and the reason why I was I had fear because I didn't make it the first time, so I was afraid to try out again the second time, and it kept me from trying, even though I improved, even though I knew I was capable of making improvement and doing better. Because I didn't make it the first time, it kept me from really trying out the second time. After the first day, I was just like, you know what, I don't know. I start re-guessing things and stressing. But that was number four. Don't stress yourself. Five, stop trying so hard. Man, a lot of times we try too hard. You have to stop trying so hard to overcome your fear of failure. A lot of people used to try so hard to achieve their goals and objectives, which is a very bad habit. You can make a great deal of change in your life by just trying. Stop trying so hard. Trying so hard will guide you to get stressed, troubled, and become fearful about failure. Stop trying so hard, because it will let you clear your mind, rejuvenate your energy, and refocus on more focused, productive pursuits. Hey, appreciate y'all tuning in. And shout out to Angela and Kristen for tuning in, as well as Jeff. Appreciate y'all tuning in as well. And number six, the last tip to help you through fear of failure is, they say get experts help. A lot of people are indifferent when it comes to getting help from experts. That's a big thing. Help from experts is essential for you to find success in your activities. It is also applicable if you are aiming to trounce your fear of failure. There are a lot of people around you who are capable of helping you to have useful tips and advice. You should not ignore them, and their assistance helps you to provide you in a perfect way to get away from your fear of failure effectively. I'm sorry, that wasn't our last tip. We have one more tip. One more tip that they have, and then they have some more here at the bottom as well. But the other one is free your mind. You can overcome fear of failure through freeing your mind. Free mind. But before we go to that, and I think, you know, even when it says get experts help, it's important to, you know, have positive people around you as well to encourage you, to motivate you, and to help you overcome your fear of failures as well. And maybe you can even overcome them as a group also. Number seven is free your mind. You can overcome your fear of failure through freeing your mind. Free mind denotes that you are free from all sorts of trouble, negative thoughts, stress, and pressure. If your mind is full of thoughts, negative thoughts, unoptimistic attitudes, and et cetera, freeing your mind would allow you to release yourself from negative emotions and thoughts, which eventually guide you to succeed over your fear of failure. Other tips, there are many tips that can help you prevail your fear over failure in a most effective way. Change your mind. I mean, change your point of view, because if your actions are going to fail, then it will end up in failure. So change your perspective. You know, my cousin told me when I was in high school, I remember him saying this quote, "Whatever you say, you're right. If you say you can't do something, you can't do it." If you say you can do it, then you're going to be able to do it. Eliminate negative beliefs, and it will help you run away from your fear because you have the option to do something about it. You have something. You have an opportunity to make something positive out of it. Accept that you are not perfect and be ready to accept your failure with confidence. Even if you fail, understand that you're not perfect, but you have an opportunity to get better at it, to excel at it, and don't let it keep you from trying again. Accept your inabilities and lack of knowledge. Understand what you can do and what you can't do. And understand if you don't know something, that you can find the knowledge to be able to do it. And it will help you understand your strong points and your weak points. Learn to say no to things that are impossible for you to do, or accept the fact that you cannot do everything in life. But we know that all we can do all things through Christ, who strengthens us. Abort any behavior, thought, emotion, actions that holds you back. Trust your abilities, skills, and knowledge. Always create a mind to accept failure as a better learning experience for you. They say don't let it make you bitter, but let it make you better. Evaluate your approach and make sure to set up an approach that makes you more at ease. Avoid thinking about you being a loser, and always put a strong mind that tells you that you are a better person. Effectively deal with feelings such as disappointment, anger, frustration, sadness, and regret, or puzzlement. The fear of failure is possibly the biggest thing that holds people below their potential. So learn from your mistakes to put a stop to failure. And that was our Counter Blessings segment for today. Just understand that even though you may not be able to do everything, look and hold on to the things that you are strong at and that you do feel like you're more comfortable with doing. And even if it's something that you have trouble with, understand that you can get better at those things. And I know our Count Your Blessings was a little long today, but sometimes they may be that long, sometimes they may be even shorter. But I definitely wanted to read that to you all today and just push y'all forward, because there are going to be some opportunities that are going to come your way this next year. And I don't want fear of failure to keep you from doing or trying something. Before you even do it, you don't want to do it because you are afraid that you're going to fail. But know what you can do, and don't cheat yourself out of doing something or having an opportunity that you may not be able to get again. Just, you know, get over that fear of failure and do what you got to do and try. And if you don't do well the first time, okay, so be it. But at least you tried, and you just got to keep holding on and get to it. But we're going to keep things going, man. We have about 15 minutes left in the show. So if you would like to come through, if you would like to come in on our Count Your Blessings segment, whatever the case may be, you want to share a story about counting your blessings, you have the opportunity to do so as well. But, man, excuse me, we're going to keep things going. I'm going to play this track, and we'll be right back. I'm going to play a track by Guapale, Closer to My Dreams. We'll be right back.
future ahead of me. That's what they say. I'd be starving if I ate all the lies they fed. 'Cause I've been redeemed from your anguish and pain. A miracle child, I'm floating on a cloud. 'Cause the words that come from your mouth, you're the first to hear. Speak words of beauty and you will be there. No matter what anybody says, what matters most is what you think of yourself. You wanna heal your body. You have to heal your heart, yeah. Whatsoever to your heart without breaking the skin. No one has the power to hurt you like your friend. Thought it would never change, but as time moved on, that ugly duckling grew up to be a swan. And now your chest burns and your back aches, because now the years are showing up on your face. But you'll never be happy and you'll never be whole until you see the beauty in growing old. You wanna heal your body. You have to heal your heart. Whatsoever you sow, you will reap.
You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte.
Man, I appreciate y'all again for another great show here on Mike Nice. As always, man, we wouldn't be able to do this. I wouldn't be able to do this without each and every one of you who come through each and every week to blaze the mic in your way, whether you come through in and get in on the discussion, whatever the case may be. But remember, we do this every Tuesday. Feel free to get in on the discussion, whether you are mic shy, phone shy, whatever the case may be. Leave it in the top. Leave your questions or comments in on Facebook Live as well. We got things up and going here on Facebook. But, man, again, appreciate each and every one of you. I hope that you enjoy the new segment here on Mike Nice, Count Your Blessings. And as always, I'm going to leave you with this quote. And look forward to having you again next Tuesday. If you have any questions about the show, please definitely reach out.
You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte.
No. But I'm going to leave you with this quote, and it says, "Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts." And that's by Winston Churchill. Thank you again, and we'll see you on the radio.